This is Rory McCarthy in Baghdad reporting for Guardian Unlimited. The US military have pressed deeper into the center of Fallujah today. We're hearing from some of the commanders on the ground that they're now in the center of the city, that they've taken up positions in some of the key buildings in the heart of the city. That includes the main police station and the main mayor's office. They're next to each other. It's on the main high street that cuts through the city from east to west. It doesn't mean that the fighting is over by any means. Perhaps this is the most difficult phase for them. There's still many insurgents in the town who are firing at the American positions. The Americans have described that they're taking heavy fire from snipers and from fighters using rocket-propelled grenades. So I think we can expect it's going to be some time yet, perhaps some days, before they really control the city. And this is really going to be the most difficult and most testing time for them. This is the guerrilla force that they're fighting against. We know that the casualties are going up. The Americans have admitted that 10 of their soldiers have now been killed and that 2 Iraqi soldiers have died. That's out of about 10,000 soldiers involved in the operation. There's no independent account of how many insurgents have been killed or how many civilians may have been killed. We know that there are tens of thousands of civilians still in the city. From the residents that I've spoken to, I understand that most people are staying in their homes, trying to keep out of the way. But there are serious problems there. There's no electricity. Water supplies have been cut off. There are limited food stocks. The Red Cross have said they're very concerned about many of those residents who've left the city in recent days and are now living with relatives or in tents in villages outside Fallujah. So there are considerable problems still ahead. A second major story this morning from Baghdad is that kidnappers have seized 3 relatives of the Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. This happened Tuesday morning in a district of Baghdad. The 3 people were leaving their house, stepping into their car, when a group of between 6 and 8 gunmen appeared and kidnapped them. The 3 people are a cousin of the Prime Minister, a man who's aged about 75, and his wife and their daughter-in-law. We're not quite clear yet who's taken them or why. It clearly seems to be some attempt to hit at the Prime Minister. There's been a statement posted on the internet this morning by an Islamic insurgent group saying that it has taken these 3 people and has threatened to kill them within 48 hours. This is a serious problem, obviously, for the Iraqi government, but it's difficult to see how they're going to be able to release the 3 so quickly.